We're talking with Vivian Ashton today, and Vivian is a Canadian country artist, so welcome, Vivian. And you're based in British Columbia right now?
I sure am.
Okay, now you're no stranger to the music scene, from what I've read here. When did you start with your music career?
I started probably, I'm going to say, in about 2001.
Okay.
When I really started.
Okay, 2001. Did you grow up in a musical family, or what made you decide that you'd like to try a career in music?
Actually, I was the only one in my family that can sing, really. Grew up with a lot of music, though, around me. My mother listened to a lot of Loretta Lynn and Dolly Parton and all that. But, I decided when I was younger that I wanted to be a singer, and I guess when I grew up, I said, well, that's it. I better go for it.
That's great when you can realize your childhood dreams, because I don't think they really go away either.
No.
Good. Now, how did you exactly get started in music? Did you do some studying, some vocal training, or did you just kind of jump into it?
Well, in 2002, I took about, I don't know, a couple of months of vocal training, and then I went to Laughlin, Nevada, and went into a contest. And
okay.
I came in the top 20.
Okay, so, in Nevada. What made you decide to do this in the States? Were you living in the States? Or?
No, I was here in Canada, but
okay.
A fellow that had heard me sing on the internet, decided he was going to pay for my way and stuff to go down there and enter this contest, and I was frightened to death.
You must have been. I was going to say it's exciting, but it's scary at the same time.
I almost passed out.
Yeah.
It was pretty scary, but you get over that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I guess you did well, because that kind of launched your career?
Yeah. Then I went to Nashville.
Wow.
And did some recording, and then finished my album in 2007.
Oh, that's great. Nashville
yeah.
must have been pretty exciting, too.
It was beautiful. People were awesome.
Okay, so that's your debut album, 2007, and you're still having singles off it, or?
Yeah.
Great.
Three of my singles were released in the United States, and they went to number one on the country music indie charts.
Wow, that's exciting, the country music
indie
charts.
The last one went to, I think, about 59 on Music Row.
Wow, that's pretty exciting, too.
Very exciting.
Okay, did you co-write, rather, any of these songs? Or?
None, no.
Okay. Do you think that's something you'd like to get into, songwriting,
too? Well,
I have
written two of my own songs. They just haven't been produced
okay.
or anything, but...
Okay, great. Right now we're playing Me Time, and I love that song because everybody needs Me Time.
Oh, yes. Definitely the working woman definitely needs it.
Definitely. Are you balancing your music with a different career, too, and maybe a family?
Yeah, I work at a grocery store as well as a department store, and I do I DJ and I do karaoke and that kind of stuff in the evening. So, yeah, I'm very busy.
Okay, very busy, but a lot of it into music, too. That's great. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you've done a lot of different things, well, at least a few things for a lot of benefits, and the cancer awareness event in Dawson Creek, the Relay for Life Cancer, and that's just great, too. What made you decide that you wanted to volunteer your skills for some of these things? Anything in particular? Or?
Well, cancer does run in my family.
Okay.
My father has cancer, and he's not doing so well. But,
oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just that I can donate some of my time, you know, I'd love to sing at any time, so.
That's great, and at the same time, I think that it gets you a lot of chance to network, too, and makes people appreciate, great.
And my hometown is very supportive.
That's great.
They're just awesome. I couldn't ask for a better hometown.
Is it a large hometown, or?
It's not too big. Dawson Creek is pretty, I don't know. I'd say maybe about 60,000 people.
Okay. Well, that's big enough.
Not too big, but,
That's big enough. Okay, good. So
very
you're a celebrity
though.
There. Now, you've received airplay in the United States and in Canada, and also, I think, over in Europe somewhere?
Yes.
Okay, good. Is that surprising to you?
Yeah, because I didn't think that it would have gone that far.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah.
It's amazing how much talent from Canada goes to the European, the interest of the European people. It's amazing.
Yes.
Okay, that's pretty nice. Now, this is your third single, I guess, Me Time, off the album?
I've had four released.
Okay.
In the States, and then Me Time is the first one here in Canada.
Okay, the first one here in Canada, and that's receiving a lot of great airplay, I guess, all over the Canadian region. Good.
And Carolyn Dawn Johnson, she co-wrote that song as
well. Oh, she did.
So, yeah.
Okay, that's pretty neat, too.
Yeah, she's a great lady.
Oh, she is. Yeah, for sure. We play a lot of her music here, too. Anything special coming up for the new year?
Not that I know of yet.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I know of yet. No, I just had surgery on my arm, so there's a lot of things that have been put on hold.
Yeah, well, I hope that it's healing well, and you have to, take care of yourself, too. And you have a great website. Would you like to give our listeners the address to your website?
All right. You can visit me at www.vivianashton.com.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I also have a MySpace.
Great. I was just going to say on MySpace and Facebook, too. So you're on MySpace, and for MySpace, it's?
For MySpace, I think it's Vivian Ashton.
Okay. That's easy to remember. Great. Because I know a lot of artists, they have the same name, so they have to change it a little bit around. Good. On Facebook, too, are you?
You bet.
Good. So lots of ways to get a hold of Vivian Ashton. And if you want to pick up the album, I guess just go to your website, too.
Good. Baby Baby has it, as well as, I think iTunes has it as well.
That's great. Good. A lot of artists use CD Baby. That's a great time, too. Anything else you'd like to say before we go, Vivian?
Just thanks to all my fans out there and for all the support. I've had such a great following.
Great. And you've also done an event for United States Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots. You did that in Ohio?
Yep.
That's great. So you've done it.
Also, the Joshua's Jam, he was a Marine that died in action.
Okay.
And his father put on this big tribute to him, and all the proceeds would go to the School of Arts and stuff where he had gone to school.
Okay.
So I sang there as well.
That's great. Well, we really salute you, Vivian, and wish you all the best in your career. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thanks very much, Vivian, and, all the best again, and thanks very much for getting in touch with us.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. Next up, Canadian country artist Vivian Ashton, and her song is called Me Time.
I can tell I've had it up to here. My fuse is shorter than a model's career. I feel like a 2-year-old who's really needing a nap. Yeah, I could cry at the drop of a hat. The dumbest things seem to put me over the edge. But don't worry, nobody's gonna have to talk me down from the ledge. Just need a little me time, shady tree time, sit back and sip a glass of iced tea time, carefree time, to just be time, to unwind. A bubble bath and a magazine, stretch out on the couch like a limousine, yeah, a whole day to do nothing, and I'll be fine. I just need a little me time. I had my latte and my chocolate fix. The old faithful didn't do the trick. Not this time. Yeah, I can juggle, I can spin some plates, but in a half a minute, they're all gonna break. I'm usually a pretty happy-go-lucky girl. The sky's not falling, I'm not calling this the end of the world. Sip a glass of iced tea time, carefree time, to just be time, to unwind. A bubble bath and a magazine, stretch out on the couch like a limousine, yeah. A whole just need a little me time. That's all you know. I just need a little me time. I just need a little me time.